I mean, we definitely try to get after him, but, you know, we have to make sure we take care of, you know, the business first, which is trying to take away their running game, because, you know, most teams, they like to, you know, try to come out, run the ball, you know, get the offense started so they can, you know, throw the ball a little bit. So just stopping the run, then whenever we get a chance to get after him, just, you know, try to bring the house.
Is he still dangerous, wounded or not?
Yeah, he's dangerous. I mean, the guy has a powerful arm. He's still accurate. He's a dangerous QB. That's why he's one of the best in the NFL.
This defense was getting a lot of turnovers for us and some sacks. Kind of tailed off the last three games. Where do those two things sit as a priority this week?
Oh, that's a huge priority for us. As you can see, the last 3 weeks we haven't had a turnover. We lost. So, you know, it's going to be big for the defense to come out there and play hard, play fast, and, you know, try to get a couple takeaways here and there. So, you know, that's big on our list this week.
The mindset of this team, where, you know, the whole world thinks the Steelers are going to win. What's the mindset of the players in this room?
Oh, man, we don't listen to the outside world, man. You know, we know in here we all believe in each other. We all got each other back. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's what we go out there and play for, each other and our fans.
The most dangerous thing Pittsburgh does offensively?
Run the ball. You know, they have those huge offensive linemen in there. So, you know, they're definitely going to try to establish their run game, take a lot of pressure off Roethlisberger, and, you know, that's going to be big for us to stop the run game.
The Ben's not completely healthy and having trouble with his ankle and stuff. Still a guy who makes so many plays with his feet, keeps plays alive. You still have to be aware of that.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, it's the playoffs, man. Everyone's going to step their game up. Everyone's going to play hurt. You know, so we still have to stay on our toes and make sure we keep him, you know, contained and try to get some pressure on him.
Joe, you guys were, the locker room was a little subdued after the Kansas City loss. And now, has the excitement picked up a little bit? Are you guys, you know, ramped up as you get ready for the Pittsburgh?
Well, yeah, man. I think across the NFL, you know, the locker room's picked up a lot because of playoffs. You know, everyone steps the game up. Everyone's getting, you know, more and more excited about playing in the playoffs because a lot of people, this is their first time playing. So, yeah, man, you know, we're excited. You know, we're definitely happy to be in the position that we're in, and now we just have to take advantage of it.
And after starting season 1-4, you guys have 7-4 in your last 11, you know, division champs going to the playoffs. What does it mean for you guys to be in that point after, you know, the start you guys had?
It means a lot. It just shows, you know, the type of players that we have in this locker room, the type of coaches that we have. You know, we're just a bunch of resilient guys, you know, that won't take no for an answer. And, you know, we've been the underdog all year, and we thrive on that. So I think that's been the big key for us.